it seemed as though, on the mammalogy side of it, he often ate his specimens that he'd collected. He didn't just throw out the carcasses or other things. If he was making a skin or something like that of a woodchuck or a muskrat, he would use that meat. And that seemed, he encouraged that from his students, and he encouraged that they, in a sense, not, you know, take the whole organism, use what you can for science, and use the rest of it for other means.
Yeah, he was that way. I think that's been overstated, right, the fact that that he ate lots of different things. Some of that was somewhat as a part of his jokester, just his points he would make in teaching, and to get people's attention, he would do something that was sort of would cause you to sit back. But he was not. I mean, I wouldn't judge him to be a wasteful person, a wanton harvester of things in excess. He was not like that. He did try to get as much out of the specimen as possible, but that didn't mean that he had microta stew at night. I'm sure he probably tasted the animals. Many of us have. You know, if you're curious about things like that, you think, well, you know what? The anatomical configuration is the same. They all have these muscles. They're slightly different in shape and size, so on. But why is it that we just prefer the muscles from a cow or from a sheep or from a pig? Much of this meat should be good to eat. And it's true. It is. But then I know that too. I've eaten lots of different things. And we sponsored a beast feast here at Cornell in the department for many years, and people brought in different things that they, either their research animals, the carcasses they'd saved, or an animal that had been killed on the highway, or that they had hunted and just had extras in the freezer. And we cooked and ate lots of different things just to try them. I like to know about that stuff. And so, you know, it's... And I think he was like that. I think that he sometimes made jokes about it, but...
It's more for curiosity's sake on one side, or attention grabbing on the other side.
That's right. Yeah. That was my take on it. I think he, like most of us, grated meat sort of the way people who have had some experience with eating lots of different kinds of meats, you tend to grade things against a good piece of beef or pork or chicken. And then you compare to that, and often that's how the conversations went. You could find preferences. I've eaten skunk, so has Bill Hamilton. I've tasted it. You know, it's not something that's really good. I think one of the most distasteful things I've ever had is house cat, and that was not good. Muskrats are not good.
Beaver meat?
Do you know?
Pardon me? Phil Hildreth told me a story about beaver meat and how some professor, and I think it was at Stimson when the department had moved here, had said, I just threw out a beaver carcass that we just got. You know, we'd done our study on it, you know, measurements or whatnot, and they all went down and took it. I don't remember.
Well, I wasn't in on that, but I cooked beaver 4 or 5 years for the beast feast, barbecued beaver, or cooked it in a couple of other other ways, and do interesting things sometimes for because you know the meat is good and so on. But beaver is really quite good. It tastes a lot like beef. See, there I go comparing it to which is slightly better than elk, which is a lot better than mule deer. And so, you know, there are all these things. But one year I brought tongue to the beast feast. I mean, we sort of quizzed each other on what we had, and so I had these two cow's tongues, and I cooked them lined them up, left them in position. They looked like giant slugs. I put a toothpick in the end and an olive on the toothpick to depict the eyes, you know, and it actually looked a lot, it was a little bit spooky to look at, but it was great. People have been eating tongue for a long time. Maybe you're not familiar with that.
No, we either.
In the Midwest,
in the home,
there are a number of people that
pickled tongue.
Grow up, yeah, pickled tongue, or just boil it and then slice it into sandwiches.
My father likes it.
Does he?
Yep.
Yeah. Goat, I think, is one of my favorite foods. Not that that's so unique, but I've eaten goat before. I like it, and I prefer it to mutton or lamb, partly because I think I grew up with it. My brother and I raised sheep for a while, and there's something about a woolly, wet sheep that dirty, that just absolutely smells. There's an odor that just defies description in a way, but it's certainly not appetizing. It's a mix of lanolin and urine and mud and feces and whatnot. So I don't care for sheep, but I like sheep. Anyway, that's not about this. But Bill Hamilton was curious, and he would easily participate in a conversation like this about some things that were good to eat, and even had recipes and ideas about how to fix stuff. He wasn't just comical or shocking about what he had to say. There was usually some rational piece there that was worth listening to.